Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine Podcast Radio. Join us on our journey into the past, the present, and the future as we explore the relationship between technology and humanity. Together, we are going to find out what it means to live in a society where everything is connected and the only constant is change. Knowledge is power, now more than ever. BugCrowd's award-winning platform combines actionable contextual intelligence with the skill and experience of the world's most elite hackers to help leading organizations identify and fix vulnerabilities, protect customers, and make the digitally connected world a safer place. Learn more at bugcrowd.com. Devo unlocks the full value of machine data for the world's most instrumented enterprises. The Devo Data Analytics Platform addresses the explosion in volume of machine data and the crushing demands of algorithms and automation. Learn more at devo.com.
All right, are you ready, Marco?
I am ready.
It's time to take initiative.
Okay. I'm going to take a Diana initiative. How about that?
That's even better. That's a really good initiative to take.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're going to hear all about them right now.
Absolutely. And this is, again, a way to meet and introduce to the people that don't know about this organization, who they are and what they do. And the Diana Initiative has been around for a while. So we're going to pretend that we, Sean and I, don't know anything about it. And you're going to let us know.
Never met anybody, haven't been to any events.
No, never. But seriously, Cherry, a few words about yourself, and then we'll jump into the organization.
Certainly. So I'm Cheryl Biswas. If you are on social media, you probably follow me perhaps as Encrypted, and I'm one of the founding members of the Diana Initiative. And I love to do any and all things involved with threat intelligence. So cybersecurity is just a passion for me, but also so is meeting new people and encouraging them to come join me in this tremendous space, because we don't do this by ourselves.
Yeah. And when you say by yourselves, the organization is for folks to come together and do what? Before we get there, how did the organization start? What was the catalyst behind the Diana Initiative?
It started in the basement food court at Bally's, essentially, with a group of women sitting together, enjoying each other's company, and sharing a passion and interest for being part of this community, but a range of other interests. And how could we come together regularly in a smaller space where we were comfortable and free to explore that? And that's where the seeds were planted. And the next year, a lovely event took place, and it launched from there. So there was a real demand to be able to group together comfortably, collectively, and there was a sense of not just a sisterhood, but really a welcoming of everybody. We needed that. We wanted that to happen. So that's where it started, and it like a snowball. Essentially, it grew every year, and people really enjoyed the opportunity to give back, to grow, to learn from each other, to form like amazing friendships. I'm so blown away by how beautiful those friendships have become for so many people, and the opportunities, the networking. We focus on enabling women in InfoSec to develop their skills, to encourage them to take flight, to find opportunities to bring all that they have into this field. It's a wonderful advantage. So in a nutshell, we embrace all genders, all sexualities, all skill levels. And each year we have an event, but we have our presence online throughout the year. And we work closely with other organizations and other events to be able to support each other.
And this is something that we're hearing from all the other organizations, like the collaboration that there is between all of you It's not like, oh, if you join me, I'm going to be mad at you because you didn't join me. It's all a world that comes together. You all have a slight difference maybe in the approach or the what has sparked the creation of the organization, but you're all fighting the same fight. And so what makes you guys at the Diane Initiative unique in terms of, is something you focus more than other groups, or what is your major interest right now?
Our focus is and always has been on encouraging, supporting, and developing women in InfoSec. But we're about diversity and inclusion. So it's anybody who we welcome the full range of people to come and participate, but we are a women focused event. We don't have chapter organizations. That's something that sets us apart. We have the annual event that last year, because of the pandemic, we did something amazing. A lot of people learned how to do amazing last year, and we had a virtual event, and it was phenomenal, because for so many people, distance and travel is a cost problem. It's a time problem. If you've got children at home, and being a woman and a mom, I know about this for sure firsthand. You don't get to go the places you'd like to go or do the things you'd like to do. So last year we had 1,730 people attend, and we had 76 speakers who were able to do this from their homes. It was fantastic. This was an opportunity for so many people, I think, who were dreaming of getting to do this, to experience this, and they got to. I'm just excited to see where it's taken them. And if that's what happens again this year, have them join us again and possibly bring friends. But wow, it opened doors. And that's what we're about.
Yeah, I love that. And I like the words develop, encourage, use the word support as well, and take flight. I love that, the take flight. So how can folks find you, the Diane Initiative,
okay,
and get all those things so that they too can take flight?
Oh, happily. So our website is it's dianainitiative.org. On Twitter, you can look for Diane Initiative. We're also on Facebook and LinkedIn. We have lots of information on the website if you want to find out more about upcoming roles as volunteers, or we're actively seeking corporate sponsorship that makes such huge things happen and enabled us to set up villages and the talk tracks that we had. And also we set up mentoring. We enable students to attend. We want to be able to grow this interest from the ground up, reach to the youngest, the girls who are dreaming of doing something completely different that nobody's talking to them about, and saying, we hear you. We hear you. Come join us.
Yep. And sounds like there is room for everyone, no matter how much time they have. They can be mentored. They can be more involved with the organization at their own desire and as much as they can, right?
Yeah. And I think I'll say, Cheryl, that when we joined the event 2 years ago, it's not just an event. I mean, there's so much going on. You mentioned the villages. I remember there was a resume and career mentorship thing. There's yes. So much more than just coming together and listening to a talk. I mean, there's a great way for folks to get involved and then to support each other and grow and take flight. So
exactly that. It's a full experience.
Yep.
You come away with so much more.
So with that, Marco.
Well, with that, we thank you.
I have the initiative to go, and it's great to meet you, Cheryl, and hopefully folks find
thank you,
and spend some time with you.
Yep, absolutely.
Please do.
Thank you very much. Short thank time, you. But I think you got people motivated. So hope everybody joins.
I really appreciate it. This will be so helpful. Thank you. Thank you both. Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
on. Here we go. One more new friend.
Another new friend, maybe more. And we love hackers. We love hackers. We need more hackers. And this organization brings people together to do just that and more, I presume. And Tanisha, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, it's great. So let's start from the beginning and then we'll jump in into the organization. So the beginning is, who are you? What? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Who is Tanisha Martin?
Who is Tanisha?
Sure. So I'm Tanisha Martin. I'm the executive director for Black Girls Hack. But I am an information assurance, quality assurance professional. I support the government, doing government contracting. I am red team leaning. So like I enjoy ethical hacking. I enjoy doing penetration testing things. So that's me. I'm an alumna of Carnegie Mellon University and Johns Hopkins University. I really have a passion for trying to get, Black women into cybersecurity and then the executive suite. So that's me in a nutshell.
Let's get into, thank you for introducing yourself. Let's take a moment to introduce the organization that you're representing here. We know it's something kind of new, and we'd like to know a little bit more about it, how that the idea sparked it, and when you guys came together as a group.
Okay. So we actually started as an Instagram account. It was just, basically the byproduct of me trying to get into an information security role 100%. I was finding a lot of difficulty, a lot of artificial barriers to entry, if you will. And so I wanted to share information and resources for other people who are trying to get into cybersecurity. Free trainings, free resources, things that people could do to get, hands-on training, to get experience in cybersecurity that would introduce them to the field. So that started in May of 2019, and it kind of like grew from there. So in, let's call it September of 2020, is when the organization really kicked off, and started involving other people. I filed the papers for us to become a nonprofit so that, we could try to offer resources to people all over the globe who are trying to get into cybersecurity, because I realized that there were a lot of people, besides just me, who were trying to do this, who were trying to get into cybersecurity and needed help as far as like direction or guidance. So that's some of the things that the Black Girls Hack attempts to do, is to just provide resume resources, mentoring, hands-on skills, all of these things so that people can, get experience in cybersecurity and be able to get into the field a little easier.
Yeah, that's great. And a relatively young organization. It's great to see you growing already. You mentioned that it's a lot of helping people get started. And I'm wondering, are there folks in your organization that are just becoming aware of what it means to be in cybersecurity? Or do they already know this is my path and I just need help? What's that balance like for you?
So a lot of the people that we interface with are, either fresh out of school or they're career changers. So these are people who, maybe they've been working for 10, 15 years, but then they decided that they wanted to get into cybersecurity. Some of the questions that I get are, what direction do I do? Can I take? What certifications can I get? And cybersecurity is such a huge space. There's so much that you can do in the cybersecurity space, just in terms of like, offense, defense, malware analysis, threat hunting, incident response. There's so many different things that you can do. So, what I try to tell people is when I talk to them is see, what it is that they want to do. I call it the world domination plan. I ask them what it is that they're attempting to accomplish so that I can then provide them with the best direction and resources to move towards that. Because, it's no like one size fits all approach. And, like I said, the people who are in our organization, come from all walks of life. We have, both men and women, people throughout the world and Europe, Africa, and throughout the United States as well. So, we have a lot of people who, and like I said, most are brand new and just want to know, what can I do in cybersecurity?
Well, it's impressive to know that you just started pretty much. And mm-hmm. even in a situation where, you know, people are a little bit limited in what they can do, they don't get together to conference, and it's maybe much easier at that time. But we also discover that with all these difficulties, we have found a way to come together. And you said that you're doing mostly, I mean, everything right now digitally. And so maybe that may be even be the plan for the future. But how can people join what you're doing and help to grow this already impressive growth that you had in the first few months?
Yeah, so we're online and on all of the social media sites at Black Girls Hack. Our website is blackgirlshack.org. You can check us out on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. You know, we're on all the social media. We're also rolling out a kids program this summer. It's going to be called Black Kids Hack. And it's basically going to be focused on K-12 education to try to get them exposure to cybersecurity. We're going to try to interface with like the DC public schools. That's the area that I'm in now. But you know, you can basically reach out to us. You can sign up for our events on Meetup. And, you know, again, our website is blackgirlshack.org. So everyone is welcome. We do not discriminate in any way. We have all types of people who are in our organization, and we welcome everyone. We just want to, be able to expose them to cybersecurity and let them know the avenues that are out there for them, because it's a really exciting field that I think is going to be continue to be a big influence on our society in the future.
Sure is.
All have a role to play. And as Marco and I like to say, we are all hackers in some form or another. So I'm glad to see that you're bringing people together and from all over the world, right? And
yeah.
Before we recorded, you mentioned you were doing something, bringing a team together.
Oh, yeah.
Quickly about that before we let you go.
Sure, sure. So it's my goal to put together a Capture the Flag team, like a pro team to be able to compete. I think I mentioned I'm from Carnegie Mellon University, so the top CTF team in I think the world at this point is their PPP team. So we are doing Intro to Capture the Flag that's aimed at beginners to try to get more people involved in Capture the Flag so that we can compete competitively. So, you know, it'll be cool within like maybe the next year or two to be able to have a pro team so that we can go out there and dominate. So like, I hope that you guys will start to see, you know, BGH Foundation, which is our nonprofit, or Black Girls Hack or Black Kids Hack, you know, in some of these Capture Flag rankings, because that's something that I completely enjoy. And I think it's a great way to gain exposure into cybersecurity, because it gets you so much within the industry. So
definitely a lot of excitement and fun. So you can learn as you're challenging yourself and you're going with the team. So the best of luck with that and with the organization that you're representing. And for the audience, everybody, if you see an inspiration in this group, please go ahead and join them. So, Tanisha, thank you so much for being
Thank you guys
here.
For having us. We appreciate Pleasure. You.
Of course. Same to you.
All right. So, as you are seeing here, I am flying solo today without my co-founder and partner in crime, Marco. He is unable to join, but I get to have this very wonderful conversation with Dr. Reem Al-Shabari, representing Women in Cybersecurity Middle East. It's good to see you, Dr. Reem.
Thank you so much, and pleasure is all mine.
And we're hoping we're going to have a really good story here. We're very interested in the organization that you're representing today. And you are you. Let's find out what you're up to. What's your role during work? And then we'll get into the organization.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Shane. I'm Dr. Reem Al-Shamari, the co-founder of Women Cybersecurity Middle East Group and member in the leadership team as well. I'm also the Kuwait Oil Company CISO. To start with our women cybersecurity, which we call for short WICSME group, we have a very nice story that started from 8 ladies as co-founders back in April 2018, where we had shared around table discussion of the importance of uniting and creating a forum for us in the Middle East to empower and inspire, as well as aspire, our women cybersecurity in the Middle East. And with that dream or that vision, we today have more than 1,000 members from across the region, ranging from high school enthusiasts to senior executives and leaders at national and international levels. And this is where we have created our women's cybersecurity. Today, we are witnessing a live story that was in April 2018, a vision or a dream. And we're so proud about that. The magnificent purpose of our WixMe group is really to create that platform to bring our women in cybersecurity in the Middle East to the forefront of international stage and connecting them with the thought leaders, the mentors, and peers across the globe, opening great outreach opportunities, whether it was at regional or even global visibility, empowering them and helping them to progress in their professional careers and build a global network of like-minded women, promoting their achievements and knowledge through securing opportunities across the globe. We have ensured this vision and helped that through defining 9 streams in of responsibilities within our WixMe group, where we have covered connecting, supporting, mentoring, marketing, educating, and of course, empowering a woman in cybersecurity and those who are looking to join this field.
Amazing growth, Dr. Reem. And what I'd like to understand, clearly you have a nice draw. So you're doing something right, bringing people together. And I want to understand two things. What is it that you're offering that are attracting so many people? And you describe it as an international group, women from all over the world joining your group. So where are some folks from, and how and why are they coming together with you?
A brilliant question, Shane. We have women from the Middle East, from all over the world, and also those women who are residents within the Middle East, who has also cybersecurity, whether it was a passion or, let's say, a career. So over 23 countries within the Middle East, we have members, whether, as I said, residents or even Middle Eastern. And of course, the Middle Eastern that are scattered around the globe are also members with us. This is really highlights the unique differentiator that really differentiates our WixMe group from many other groups in the same community, where we have a huge coverage across 23 countries and plus from this region, where we all speak the same language, Arabic, and have the same culture. And this really makes us connect stronger and deeper when we in our connection, and we can feel that strong connection in our activities, in our sessions, in our cheering. We live in the same culture across the Middle East. So that's the unique differentiator, actually, that really create this WixMe group have this strong connections and relationship among their peers and members. And really, we feel like a big family of wonderful, brilliant, and committed women.
I mean, it's such an important thing, and easy to ignore if you're not thinking about it. The fact that cultures and language play a big part in being comfortable. So you don't have that barrier initially to then have the other conversations that matter, like where are the jobs, how do you find them, where do you get the training, and how do you come together to learn as a group. So what are some of the things that you are coming together to do? Are you doing meetups? Are you doing trainings? Tell us a little bit about what the organization offers.
Yeah, since 2018 till today, we have done continuous sessions, activities, meetups. We have 9 affiliates across the region, where we have local meetups because we have a regional forum around us. But we do have many online sessions for knowledge transfer, for influencer talk series. And recently, our wonderful success story was our Wix Meet 2020 first annual conference that was done back in November 2020 on a virtual basis due to the pandemic. Our conference theme, Shane, was a very unique one that really reflects our purpose. It was named or titled To Empower and Secure Together. And it really talks about our purpose, which is empowering our women by giving them all the support and help them to play their role in securing the community through, as we said, sharing their knowledge, valuing and appreciating, letting their voice be heard. And we did that together. And together actually means with all the women around the world. And this is really what we believe in. And we did this conference through a sisterhood call where we have initiated in that conference just recently three main pillars or three stories, if you may allow me to go very quickly on them. The first story, we have learned in Harvard to tell stories because the stories will always reside with people mind. So the first story was the regional cyber adventure, which is the Wix Meet 2020 Capture the Flag. It was the first regional one, and we have done it, which was powered by SANS platform, and it was organized on 12th and 13th of November. The numbers actually surprised us. We expected 200 participants to register, but the numbers was more than 600 cyber warriors participant has registered in this Middle East, and was only limited to the Middle East region. And they were scattered and distributed upon more than 150 teams that came together from various parts of the region just to play that CTF for two consecutive days. The best part, Shane, of that statistics, which I really love most, that we have more than 200 individual female players, which really struck the numbers. And plus 110 female leaders. So we added up to more than 50% of the participants in that CTF are ladies. That was due to some eligible criteria, which we were very much hesitant from putting it that might impact the participant attraction. But we said we need to have put that eligibility criteria. And we set that condition that at least you need to have one woman member in your teams. And we built the approach of the CTF on teams objectives and approach. And this really led to just, hitting the ceiling with the numbers where we have achieved more than 310 women players in a CTF in the Middle East region. And that by itself was a big wow. And we knew that we made history at that day when we have 600 players and more than 50% are women.
That's phenomenal. I feel like I want to keep going with this conversation and hear about the story of that CTF and how the diverse makeup of that group perhaps brought different results. But unfortunately, we don't have time to do that. But I'm glad you did share that story with us. And maybe as a closing, where can folks find more about WixMe and how can they connect with the group and
we have our social media presence in LinkedIn and in Twitter as well as in Instagram and Snapchat. You can just search up for Women Cybersecurity Middle East and you'll find us there. We can also share our contacts in the sessions or with the slide if you would like, but just search up Women Cybersecurity Middle East. We have our channels through YouTube, dedicated channels, and also, as I mentioned, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and also Snapchat. And also we have a dedicated website, which is womencybersecurity.me.
Perfect. Well, Dr. Reem, it's phenomenal to hear your story and lovely to meet you. And I love hearing the fact that you had such a great turnout for the CTF and hopefully many more activities where everybody gets to play a role, not just certain folks. So I'm appreciative for all that you do. And thanks again for telling your story and that of WixMe. And hopefully folks find you and participate.
Thank you so much, Jim, for this wonderful opportunity and looking forward to future discussions as well. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Devo unlocks the full value of machine data for the world's most instrumented enterprises. The Devo Data Analytics Platform addresses the explosion in volume of machine data and the crushing demands of algorithms and automation. Learn more at devo.com. BugCrowd's award-winning platform combines actionable contextual intelligence with the skill and experience of the world's most elite hackers to help leading organizations identify and fix vulnerabilities, protect customers, and make the digitally connected world a safer place. Learn more at bugcrowd.com. We hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you learned something new and this story made you think, then share ITSPmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.